Badgerland, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger Basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside.
Bucky Badger is at the Greenbrier Resort, taking selfies with the Badger fans who have filled in the bleachers across the away from us inside Colonial Hall at the Greenbrier Resort. Just over 6 minutes from tip-off between Wisconsin and UCF. It's the top of the hour. We'll take a station ID break. Time for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. Chris Foster's Brian Butch. The teams have cleared the floor, and Brian, I'll say from experience, because I had to go back to the Badgers locker room to talk with Greg Gard pregame. It is a long walk through the winding hallways.
Did you get lost again?
I almost
got lost. How many times have you gotten lost here?
Twice.
That's it?
Well, the first day we got here, I mean, it was a challenge just trying to find our bags and then trying to get something to eat. But we made it. We're here now. And a great opportunity for the Badgers against UCF, a team that, like Wisconsin, has knocked off a top 25 team already this season. UCF a perfect 4-0. They knocked off number 13 Texas A&M in their season opener back on November 4th. And it's the element of the unknown too, Brian. UCF out of the Big 12, just their second season in the Big 12, by the way. But this isn't Indiana, Minnesota, Illinois. This is a team that the Badgers don't see hardly ever, and playing in a very unique environment, a ballroom floor inside a mountain resort in West Virginia. You just don't know how things are going to turn out necessarily. It changes your routine as a player, does it?
Well, I think that's the biggest thing, is it changes your routine. It's different. You're not getting on a bus. You're literally going from your hotel room, walking down as a team, and then you're changed in your hotel room. It's all different. The way you get taped, you don't have your normal training room, you don't have your normal routines. And this is why you want to play in the environments and get in tournaments like this, because that's what happens in the Big Ten tournament, that's what happens in the NCAA tournament. So when you give yourself as a team, even though this group for Badgers have been through a lot of those tournaments, there's still guys that it's new to, and this group is new. So what do they have to do to change, to adjust to it? It's great to get your feet wet as far as that goes.
Now the teams have taken the floor with about 3.5 minutes to go before tip-off. The Badgers wearing their white warm-up sweatshirts with short sleeves, warming up on the floor to our right. UCF has come out in their jerseys ready to go. Warm-ups have been discarded. UCF wearing their black jerseys, black shorts, with Knights across the front in a cursive gold script. These are kind of Purdue colors for all the Big Ten.
to West Virginia and the Greenbrier tip-off. We apologize for some technical difficulties that we are having. Radio Row lost power here in West Virginia right at the top of the hour as we were getting ready for tip-off. And kind of like the issues that we're having on Radio Row, we're going to have to do the opening tip-off again between Wisconsin and UCF. Stephen Crowell will take the tip for Wisconsin. Mustafa Chadam for and instead of doing the opening tip-off again, they have called a foul on Chiam on the opening tip-off, hence the issue here. So the officials are discussing and just trying to figure out, like we are for different reasons, how to proceed going forward. The officials tonight are Terry Oglesby, Earl Watson, and Mike Littlewood. So, Richie, let me bring you on here. An interesting situation for sure.
Well, it is, and obviously they called a quick foul there. What happens is on the tip ball, the arm bar comes out, and that's why they called the foul.
So Nolan Winter is going to inbound from midcourt, just down below us. He gets it into John Blackwell, who crosses the white midcourt stripe, and we're underway. Winter, top of the key, swings it to John Tanjay. Down low to Crowell, low block right, guarded by Chiam. Back to the basket, restricted circle, up with the left hand. He missed it short. Rebound Darius Johnson and UCF. UCF runs right to left. Keyshawn halted Chiam, the big man, top of the key. Underhands Johnson. He retreats to the Greenbrier tip-off logo, a shield with green laurels around it. Underhanded Jordan Ivy Curry, high between the circles. Coleman to Chiam, top of the key, still outside the arc with nine to shoot, guarded by Crowell. Now Keyshawn Hall, a shot big, drives right lane line, three to shoot, step back right baseline, well short, rebound to Winter in Wisconsin. Blackwell up the floor, left to right, swings it to Winter, right wing John Tanjay. Ball above his head, he lobs it to Winter, catch, low block right, a dribble, a shot off glass, bucket and a foul, and the Badgers are on the board. 2-0, 19:05 to go in the first period. The foul is on Debo Coleman, his first, and the team's second, remember, because of the foul on the opening tip-off. Nolan Winter has a free throw coming up. He's 8 of 10 on the season, and he missed off the back iron, rebound tipped, and eventually controlled by UCF. They bring it up the floor with Jordan Ivy Curry, right of the circle. He brings it to the top of the key, kick left wing Hall. Now Chiam has it, left of the circle. Hands to Hall, drives to his right, underhand to Darius Johnson. Top of the key, pass to the left wing, Coleman back to Johnson. Right lane drive, guarded by Winter, picks up his dribble. Top of the key kick, Coleman fires a three, top of the key. Off the rim, Blackwell the rebound. He brings it up the floor. Right wing, underhand, Max Klesmit. Klesmit has it tipped out of his hands. Last touch by Klesmit, it's UCF ball.
Darius Johnson forces the Badger turnover. Johnson brings it up the floor, right to left.
UCF ball, Chiam left wing, fires a three, in and out. Blackwell the rebound, it's 2-0 Wisconsin, 18-15 to play in the first half. Crowell has it, baseline right outside the arc. Blackwell on the right wing now. Swings it to Tanjay, around to Klesmit, left wing, guarded by Ivy Curry. Long two-point try, buckets for Max Klesmit. He's on the board, it's 4-0 Wisconsin, 2 minutes in. Jordan Ivy Curry on the dribble, follows the screen to the top of the key, pulls up free throw line jumper, got it. And UCF is on the board now, 4-2 Wisconsin, they have the ball. Badgers dribbling it up in the backcourt. Klesmit and Blackwell exchange possessions. And Crowell, right of the circle, and underhand to Klesmit. Winter swings it to the far corner. It's Tanjay, left wing now, and he throws it out of bounds. Looking for Winter, it's UCF ball.
And early on here, two quick turnovers by Wisconsin. That's one of our keys. You have to take care of the basketball. UCF is going to try to speed you up and make you uncomfortable.
Badgers coming in, averaging 88 points per game, but this is their first game outside of the Kohl Center this season. 5-0, they made their AP Top 25 debut at 19 this week. Keyshawn Hall, left wing three, rattles in and out, rebound John Blackwell. He pushes the tempo left to right for Wisconsin, and an off-ball foul is called on UCF's Keyshawn Hall, his first personal and already UCF's third team foul with 17:10 to go in the first.
There's a reason this Wisconsin team gets the free throw line so much. Yes, they attack the basket, but anytime there's an opportunity, they're putting their head down and they're going to that bucket.
Blackwell to inbound, baseline right. Badgers stack the formation, goes to Crowell, baseline right. Now Klesmit, right wing three, off the left side of the rim. Coleman the rebound for UCF. He brings it up the floor. Now passes to Ivy Curry on the left. Left wing, left hand dribble, guarded by Klesmit. Ivy Curry pulls up, long two-point try, short, and a foul underneath. And the foul is going to...
Absolutely.
The Badgers' first.
We're going to talk a lot, but you can see right now, 3 minutes into this game, Central Florida, they're going to go one-on-one a lot, so you have to make sure you know your assignment.
4-2 Wisconsin, UCF ball. Ivy Curry pulls up, right elbow extended. Blackwell the miss off the iron, and he brings it up left to right. Blackwell right wing now, walking with the chest-high dribble. Steps inside the arc. He's met by Chiam, the seven-footer. Blackwell trapped in the corner, and he throws it out of bounds off Chiam, so it stays with Wisconsin. 18 on the shot clock, 16:36 to go, first half. Klesmit will inbound in the corner, wearing the pink sneakers and white leggings.
And one thing early on in this game, we were wondering how both teams were going to shoot the basketball. Right now, Central Florida 1-7, Wisconsin 2-4.
Substitutions for both teams. Kamari McGee checks into the game for John Tanjay for Wisconsin. And Rokas Yotsus into the game, the big man for UCF. Here's Crowell. Low block right. He lays it in off glass. And Stephen Crowell has two. The Badgers lead 6-2. UCF ball, Keyshawn Hall. Right wing dribble takes Nolan Winter. Baseline spin. Low block right. Nearly traveled. Yotsus outside the arc, swings it to Ivy Curry, follows the screen to the free throw line, snakes a pass inside to Yotsus in the lane, up with the left hand, good. Rokas Yotsus, the junior from Lithuania, 6-4, Badgers lead in the basketball, not quite 4 minutes in. Klesmit to Crowell, top of the key. One dribble, underhand Blackwell, top of the key. Winter left to the circle, left corner, three ball. Kamari McGee, he got it. First triple of the game for Wisconsin, they lead 9-4. UCF ball, 15:49 and running. Johnson, right wing, pull up, air ball. Coleman saves it. It's tipped by McGee. He sticks with it and has it running left to right. McGee, Blackwell, right hand layup, bucket and a foul. And the Badgers are rolling up 11-4. There's a timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. 15:38 to go in the first. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's your last chance. Menards 11% rebate ends soon. Wrap up those big projects before the holidays. Weatherproof in style with new Mastercraft exterior doors. Customize your kitchen with Clearview cabinetry. It's time to pick up those new appliances or start your big garage project. Don't miss out. The 11% rebate ends Thanksgiving. Stores closed Thanksgiving Day. 11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Chris Foster, filling in for Matt LaPay this weekend from the Greenbrier tip-off. 15:38 to play, opening half, Wisconsin 11, UCF 4. And a free throw coming up for John Blackwell when play resumes. So, foreign environment, Butchie, and the Badgers handling it well so far.
Well, they are. And we talked about early on in Citizen against Arizona. I'm going to say it again here. Get off to a good start. We can look at that box and check that box. It's exactly what Wisconsin has done. Defensively, holding Central Florida to 2 of 9. Offensively, getting some stuff going themselves. Now, a lot of that's coming from the paint. They're able to get the ball inside different ways and find ways to score there.
Well, Blackwell tries to complete the three-point play, the sophomore. What a start to his season. 16 points per game for Blackwell through the first five games, averaging over 30 minutes per game, but he leaves that free throw short. He appeared puzzled that that one did not drop. UCF ball down 7, 15 and a half minutes to play first half. Keyshawn Hall, right elbow, kick to Coleman outside the arc. Hall has it back, top of the key, guarded by the taller Crowell, and he scores over Crowell, low block left. It's now 11-6, Wisconsin with the ball.
And you're seeing token pressure here by Central Florida.
Top of the key, Carter Gilmore on the floor for the first time. Klesmet swings to Crowell topside. Kamari McGee, right wing, feeds Crowell, low block right, kick out left corner. Blackwell for three. It swirls down for John Blackwell.
And all Wisconsin doing a side pick and roll. They're hitting the roller. And Stephen Crowell, and then great pass to the corner to John Blackwell.
14-6, Wisconsin, and a kick ball left of the lane on Wisconsin's defensive end of the floor. It's UCF ball, 23 seconds on the shot clock. And Jack Janicki checks in for Max Klesmet. Key, swing right wing, Janicki, around to Gilmore, left of the circle, left corner, it's Blackwell, drive inside, kick out, Janicki, right corner, three, in and out, tip to Blackwell, Badgers offensive rebound, Blackwell high between the circles, dribbling to his right, Crowell left of the circle for three, in and out, rebound Keyshawn Hall, and you Dion with the catch in the restricted circle. He banks it in low on the right. UCF bucket. It's 14-8, 13 and a half to go in the first. Badgers basketball. Janicki high on the left. He beats Xavier Amos, who's into the game for the first time for Wisconsin. And a traveling violation called on Nolan Winter. It's UCF ball. Again, down six with 13:24 to go. First half, first meeting between Wisconsin and UCF since December 13th. 1971. Both teams with their benches in play. J.J. Taylor on a triple drive for UCF. Back outside the circle to Niels Mahowski. J.J. Taylor, three ball right side, in and out. Rebound wrestled in by Nolan Winter.
Here's Kamari McGee left to right. Winter right of the circle. Now Janicki right wing. Back to Amos, left to the circle. Far corner, Tanjay drives, stops, baseline. Kick back out to Amos, left wing three, in and out. Johnson the rebound for UCF. Up the floor, right to left. Mahowski, three ball, right wing, a brick. Rebound caught by Tanjay. He brings it up the near side of the floor, left to right. Waist-high dribble, stopping on the right wing, guarded by J.J. Taylor. Nolan Winter, baseline right, in the short corner. Bodying his way on Chiam. Throws it up around the world and in for Winter. He didn't use glass. Low on the right, but he gets it to drop. Darius Johnson on the dribble, high on the right for UCF. 16-8 Wisconsin, 12-17 to go in the first. Benny Williams, smothered right elbow, picks up his dribble, tries to throw it back outside the arc. It's taken by Kamari McGee, and he hits the bucket and draws the blocking foul. Kamari McGee with a layup low on the right and a foul charge to Rokas Jotsuts. Kamari McGee has been great off the bench for Wisconsin. He's got 5 points. And the foul, beg your pardon, on Niels Mahovsky, his first and already the fifth team foul on UCF. So McGee at the foul line. This is only his third free throw attempt of the season, and McGee has now made them all. McGee with 6 points to lead the Badgers, 12:05 to go in the first, 19-8, Wisconsin leads. Darius Johnson, left-hand dribble high between the circles. Top of the key now, follows the Chiam screen. Mahovsky swings to Williams, right wing. Tip pass, UCF has it. Mahovsky drives, low block left, bounce pass outside the arc. Johnson, he drives from the left wing and lays it in after it dies on the back iron. Johnson with two, Badgers basketball on top by nine. Tanjay, baseline left, picks up his dribble, throws it right corner. Janicki launches a three and hits it. Jack Janicki with a three, and the Badgers are 3 of 7 from beyond the long line to start this game. It's 22-10 and a timeout on the floor. 11:28 to play, first half, 22-10 Wisconsin over UCF. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a group hug pizza. Loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Group hug, lots and lots of pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. Good start for Wisconsin, 11:28 to go first half. Inaugural Greenbrier tip-off treating the Badgers pretty well as they lead UCF 22-10. Both of these teams unbeaten, and both of these teams with impressive wins already to start the season. Of course, the Badgers knocked off number 9 Arizona last week, and UCF with wins over number 13 Texas A&M and FAU as part of its 4-0 start. Badgers shooting the ball well, 9 of 15 from the floor to start this game. UCF just 5 of 16. It's UCF ball, Mustafa Chiang, all at his waist, top of the key, guarded by Crowell. He picks up his dribble, hands to Mahofsky, who throws it away, intercepted by Klesmith. He feeds Tanjay, who dribbles the ball off his foot and out of bounds. It's UCF ball. John Tanjay, Badgers' leading scorer, scoreless, has not attempted a shot so far. He has committed two turnovers. Darius Johnson skips across the half-court logo and feeds Keyshawn Hall left of the circle. Dribbles top of the key, free throw line, pull up lefty, off the rim, and it drops in. Caught the front of the rim, second time around. Hall with four. Badger ball up 10, under 11 minutes to go in the first half. John Blackwell, high on the left, pass to Amos, top of the key, swung to Klesmith, right wing. Klesmith, Crowell, ball has not touched the floor yet. Klesmith, a dribble, right wing, into Crowell underneath, left-handed layup, good. Stephen Crowell, who has 4 points, and the Badgers lead is 12, 24-12, with 10:34 in running in the first half. Darius Johnson, stopping on the Greenbrier tip-off logo, pass to Hall, right wing, guarded by Amos. Screen comes, Hall pass to Taylor, left of the circle, drives in the lane, right-handed layup, off the mark, missed off the left side of the rim. Blackwell's got it, left to right for Wisconsin, pass to the corner for Klesmith, guarded by Mahofsky. Blackwell, left wing with it now, 20 on the shot clock. Amos, top of the key, swings to Tanjay, right wing. Tanjay a lob to Crowell, top of the key. Is called. Two more points for Stephen Crowell, who has six, and the Badgers lead 26-12. 9:56 to go in the first. And we'll remind you that Cleary Building Corp, we protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Proud sponsor of Badger basketball. Darius Johnson has it. The point guard for UCF pass to Keyshawn Hall. Just inside the arc, left side, spins in the lane, throws it up with the left hand, nearly airballed, the rebound to Amos, and here's Blackwell up the floor for Wisconsin. Blackwell, top of the key, follows the Crowell screen to his left, now Amos right of the circle. Beats Crowell, right of the lane, into Blackwell, and Darius Johnson got a hand in there and knocked it out of bounds, baseline right. It stays with Wisconsin, 17 on the shot clock. Darius Johnson averaging over 2 steals per game for UCF. But it's Badger basketball, and John Blackwell will inbound from just under the hoop to our right. Blackwell to Crowell, catch, baseline right, one dribble, picks it up, finds Klesmith, right wing. Klesmith swings to Amos, one dribble, on the left wing, Blackwell. Blackwell drives, baseline cut off by Johnson, brings it outside the arc, Crowell top of the key. Two on the shot clock. Tanjay pull up baseline right off the left side of the rim. Rebound is out of bounds and a foul called on Xavier Amos. That's his first. First. 9:11 to go in the first. And it's 26-12 Wisconsin. UCF ball. Dior Johnson, Jordan Ivy Curry has it, right wing, underhand to Coleman. Coleman double team, Tanjay in the mix. Now Ivy Curry kicks it outside, left of the circle, Hall spins in the lane on a drive, draws the foul, bucket does not drop, but another foul on Xavier Amos, who's probably on the bench at this point with two personals. Fifth foul on Wisconsin. Both teams with 5 team fouls, 26-12, 8:56 to go in the first, and Keyshawn Hall at the free throw line, shooting two. Hall, first free throw is good. Hall with 5 points to lead UCF at this juncture. Hall is a good free throw shooter, 79% on the season as Carter Gilmore checks back into the game, and Amos sits for the Badgers. Hall hits the second free throw to give him 6 for the evening. 26-14 Wisconsin, under 9 minutes to play first half. This is Blackwell up the floor, guarded by Coleman. Left-hand dribble pass to Klesmith high on the left. Klesmith to the top of the arc. One hand. Now in the corner, Blackwell to the lead off the line. away, right wing, Gilmore, left of the circle, underhand Pleasant, left wing, under 20 on the shot clock, Crowell, left elbow, dribbling to his left, beats Pleasant on a cut, double team, kick out, Crowell, left wing, three, off the right side of the rim, Tanjay, offensive rebound, putback, ball on the right, and John Tanjay is on the board for Wisconsin, 28-14 Badgers, 8 minutes to play, first half. UCF ball, Coleman dribbles, free throw line, pull up, off the back of the iron, Tanjay rips the rebound away and dribbles the ball up the floor. Now Blackwell stops left wing, Crowell catch, short corner, back to Blackwell, lays it in with the right hand in the lane, and the Badgers ball movement is pristine. Timeout on the floor, taken by UCF, 30-14 Wisconsin, 7:44 to play in the first. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship, mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer are coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
News from the Center, WRCE.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. Back in West Virginia, Chris Foster's Brian Bush. I want to thank our Badger fans for being patient with us as we have experienced some power outages here at Radio Row at the Greenbrier tip-off. We're borrowing LSU's equipment, so thank you very much to our friends on the LSU Radio Network. Just one of those days, I guess, Brian. LSU Pitt played before us, so they don't need their equipment at the moment. Badger basketball as John Tanjay lays it in, low on the right. 32-14 Wisconsin, 7-11 and running to go in the first half.
If it means we've got to use some different equipment and the Badgers can defend like this, that's a good thing.
Badgers playing really well as Darius Johnson drives the lane for UCF and draws the foul.
We talked about a KYP, know your personnel earlier on. That's exactly why Wisconsin has only given up 14 points so far this first half. Individually, they have been excellent as a group. They have been excellent. The couple times that they've been able to go by UCF, Wisconsin has been there to be help side. The bigs have been nice and big and contested at the rim.
Kamari McGee whistled for the foul for Wisconsin. It puts Darius Johnson at the free throw line, one of the senior guards for UCF who hits the first free throw now with 3 points. 32-15, now 32-16 Wisconsin as Johnson hits the second.
And you're seeing pressure now by UCF. The biggest thing here, if you're Wisconsin, you have to continue to put pressure on the rim offensively and defensively. You can't take your foot off the gas.
Klesmet, Gilmore, McGee, Winter, Tanjay on the floor for the Badgers in white. Tanjay, baseline right, drives underneath, reverse left side. John Tanjay, brilliant. He's got six. Back the other way, Keyshawn Hall for UCF. Low on the left, a foul on the floor, no bucket. That's the seventh foul on Wisconsin of the half with 6:42 to play.
It's really important to get back in transition, right? John scores that layup, and Wisconsin doesn't sprint back. Because they don't sprint back, what happens? Get a foul, and all of a sudden that's a bonus. UCF's at the free throw line.
So here's Keyshawn Hall with 6 points this evening to lead UCF, and he misses the front end of the 1-1 with the Badgers in the bonus, UCF in the bonus, rather. Klesmet has it, 34-16 Wisconsin. Klesmet, baseline left, long pass to the right side, and McGee. Now Tanjay swings to Gilmore, and Klesmet left of the circle. Back to Winter on the right side. McGee, right wing, pass to Gilmore, left of the circle, and now Tanjay, left wing. Five to shoot for Tanjay. One-arm pass, Gilmore. Baseline left. Into the corner, McGee. Three ball. Good! With one on the shot clock, Kamari McGee with nine.
What a pass by Gilmore. Understanding how much time he had to get that three out to him.
Keyshawn Hall, right of the lane, banging his way in on Gilmore. Up with the left hand, it dies on the rim and falls through for Keyshawn Hall, who's got 8 points for UCF. 37-18, Wisconsin. Under 6 minutes to play, first half. Badgers averaging 88 points per game and playing on a ballroom floor that hasn't slowed down the offense here today. Tanjay drives, misses the left-handed layup. Winter the rebound, and he's fouled on the putback. Nolan Winter eating some glass, Brian.
And that's what Wisconsin has done a good job this game so far, creating second chance opportunities. They've been ultra aggressive, Chris. I think that's the biggest thing. Defensively, they've been aggressive. Offensively, they've been aggressive. They haven't settled for anything. They've got the ball in the post. They've then skipped it for wide open threes. They've attacked on the drive. They've continued to hit the offensive rebounds.
Winter hits the free throw.
I'm not going to lie, Chris. This is the most impressed that I've been with this Badger team so far this year. I mean, there has not been lapses. Defensively, offensively, there hasn't been.
Got to enjoy it. The Badgers lead by 20. Now 21 as Nolan Winter hits a pair of free throws. 39-18 Wisconsin. 5.5 minutes to play, first half. Darius Johnson to Keyshawn Hall, top of the key. Drives to the free throw line. Benny Williams, left wing. Shot fake. Shoots over Winter. A brick. That's why Winter gave him room. But Taylor with the offensive rebound. He misses the layup on the left. More great defense by Wisconsin. Lob to Tanjay. Driving from the left. Blocked by Benny Williams. UCF ball. Keyshawn Hall. Darius Johnson. Left wing three. En route. Off the front iron. Rebound won by J.J. Taylor. UCF has it. Johnson left to the circle, drives McGee, left lane line, spin up, spin and layup as McGee falls over. 39-20 Wisconsin. McGee up the floor, casual dribble, pass to Gilmore, left to the circle. Tanjay, left corner, three ball. A bounce on the rim, it falls off the right side. J.J. Taylor, the weak side rebound. Keyshawn Hall, middle of the floor. Drives left to the lane on McGee, picks up his dribble. And it's nearly turned over. John Blackwell got a hand on it. Deflected back to Hall, who's met by Gilmore underneath. Contested layup out of bounds, and it's Wisconsin ball.
Wisconsin has done everything they've needed to do this first half. We've got 39. Now, offensively, I'm going to say it nicely. UCF, not a great defensive team. Wisconsin kind of can get whatever they want on that end if they take their time. They've done that. But I think being patient enough defensively, playing off each other and playing together, again, I can't emphasize it enough. Like, they have done a great job.
Marcus Ilver checks into the game for the first time for Wisconsin. Ilver, McGee, Tanjay Crowell, who's also into the game again, and Blackwell on the floor. McGee jogs the ball up the left side of the floor. 4:25 to go in the first half. Pass to Crowell, right of the circle. hangs onto it on the right wing, swing to Blackwell up top, Ilver to the left wing, McGee. McGee thought about it, passes to Crowell, top of the key. Tanjay on the right wing, dribbles and passes to Blackwell. Right wing three, good for John Blackwell, who's got 10 points in the first half for Wisconsin. UCF ball, Jordan Ivy Curry drives and is pushed out of bounds by Crowell. That's a foul on the Badgers' big man. With 3:59 to go in the first, it is 42-20 Wisconsin all over UCF. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the Boulder Shamrock Supplied.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. While we're at it, we'll take a look at the U.S. Bank out-of-town scoreboard. U.S. Bank, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. There are seven total games in Big Ten basketball that are going to take place over the course of this evening. The next one comes up in just under 15 minutes as the Campbell Camels are inside the Schottenstein Center in Columbus to take on Ohio State. Nebraska and Creighton with a 7 o'clock Central Time tip-off. That'll be a good game as well. But with Brian Butch, Chris Foster's on hand from the Greenbrier tip-off, 42-20 Wisconsin over UCF. Wisconsin with free throws coming up for Jordan Ivy Curry, but otherwise almost a flawless start for the Badgers here, Brian.
They have been, and it's been 22 points have come from the paint. They're 5 of 12 from 3, shooting 42%. It's just, I mean, the thing that you, if you want to try to be that guy to find something bad, they've only gotten to the free throw line 5 times.
That's right.
Makes sense. That's what we're going to look at.
You're nitpicking.
And they've missed 2 of them. I can't believe it.
Mike, it's killing their average, Brian.
It's unbelievable.
Ivy Curry makes both free throws. 42-22, Badgers the lead and the basketball. McGee, top of the circle, threads one to Crowell inside the free throw line, and the ball was kicked. It stays with Wisconsin. Sideline inbounds coming up in front of the UCF bench to our right. Tanjay gets it in. Ball at his waist. Finds McGee between the rings. Back to Tanjay, left of the circle. Tanjay looking for Crowell. It's not there. Dribbling around. Now Crowell left elbow. And he throws it to Ilver. Pass was off target. Ilver able to save it by throwing it off J.J. Taylor of UCF. So Wisconsin hangs on. 10 on the shot clock.
UCF has been in the zone. So, again, you look at Big Steve and being able to kind of find people. That's where Ilver should go on short corner.
Crowell has it left of the lane in the paint now. Crowell lost it. Chiam stripped him of the ball. Jordan Ivy Curry up the floor, working left of the lane now, guarded by McGee. Spins, low block left, throws up a shot, draws the foul. And the foul is on McGee of Wisconsin.
Number four, McGee, his second.
That's number 2 on McGee.
Well, that's it comes off of a what? A turnover by Wisconsin.
Yep.
A turnover by Wisconsin. Now they're able to run in transition. And when you give these guards for Central Florida some space, that's where they can get in their bag a little bit, spin, and create their angles that they want to get.
Well, there's a missed free throw for Jordan Ivy Curry. UCF 6 of 8 from the foul line, 0 for 8 from three-point range in this game. There's the difference right there. Ivy Curry hits the second free throw. 42-23 Wisconsin, 3:21 in running first half. Blackwell across the timeline, angling to his right, stops right wing, cuts it back to his left, finds Ilver left of the circle. Now Klesmet left wing, guarded by Ivy Curry, steps inside the arc. Ball above his head to Crowell, top of the key. Right wing, Tanjay. Tanjay for Crowell in the lane now. Right of the lane, back to Tanjay, drives, left-handed layup in traffic, John Tanjay, he has 8.
It's a clinic right now, Chris. I mean, that's just what it is. It's an absolute clinic.
UCF ball. Ivy Curry curls to the free throw line. Darius Johnson, left wing three, on the way, off the rim. Chiam, the offensive rebound for UCF. Right of the circle now. Ivy Curry drives down the three-point arc and is fouled by Stephen Crowell. Brian, who picks up his second personal. So that may be, again, if you're looking to rain on Wisconsin's parade.
I was going to say, I think he just picked up a technical.
Oh, he did.
He did just pick up a technical.
Personal foul called on Wisconsin's number 22, Stephen Crowell. Also, technical foul called on number 22, Stephen Crowell.
Okay, so the personal and the tech for Crowell, who was probably going to sit no matter what.
He was going to sit. That being said, that is one where Coach Gard has not moved from that spot. It happens to be right where Big Steve is sitting, and there's a couple of slow conversations and what are you doing? Why are you doing this, Steve? What? We don't need that from you.
Can't imagine that happens very often where Crowell loses his cool like that.
And it had to be something he said, because it wasn't like he lost the cool. It's more than anything of what he said now. It was a light foul. He was out there. He kind of blitzed that ball screen, which means the big comes out and tries to double that ball screen. And you look at Ivy Curry, he was able to be quick enough to get around it, and Steve must have said something.
So Ivy Curry just hit 2 technical free throws. He misses his 3rd free throw. He's going to get another because UCF is in the double bonus. So 4 consecutive free throw attempts for Jordan Ivy Curry, and he goes 3 for 4, making the last one. 8 points for Ivy Curry for the game. 2:35 in running first half, 44-26 Wisconsin. Blackwell on the dribble with the left hand, pass to Klesmet high on the left. Ilver sets the screen, Klesmet pulls up, top of the key, 3 ball, wide left. J.J. Taylor, the defensive board for UCF. Taylor brings it up the floor, angling to his left now. Works in the lane on Ilver, and a foul called on Marcus Ilver of Wisconsin, his first.
And this is where it becomes a one-on-one game. We talked about it early on. Wisconsin was playing with their chest, their hands out, not giving the officials a reason to call the fouls. The last couple of possessions, the foul on Steve, the foul on Marcus here, both of those guys, there was contact. Steve was with the leg. Marcus put his hand on him. When that happens, they're going to call the foul because there's nobody around him. And that's what they're trying to get rid of is the contact.
Well, J.J. Taylor bricks his first free throw, a 69% free throw shooter on the season. J.J. Taylor out of Chicago. Taylor is a sophomore. He's got 1 more here. He coaxes that one in, his first point of the night. And free throw attempts now 15-5 in favor of UCF. Wisconsin ball up 44-27. Klesmet across half court. Pass to Winter, and now Blackwell right of the circle. Winter, free throw line, 15-footer, rattles in and out. Keyshawn Hall the rebound for UCF. Here's Hall up the floor. In the lane.
Hall throws it outside the arc to Johnson. Drives to the free throw line. Throws it up on Blackwell. Well off the mark. Winter the rebound. And it's intercepted by J.J. Taylor. A takeaway for UCF. He has it underneath and he stepped out of bounds.
He did step out of bounds. Now, the one thing we've talked about with Wisconsin. Need to take better care of the basketball. Some careless turnovers. They only have six of them. But just the ones they've had have not been good recently here.
Sharp start for Wisconsin, trying to retain their focus down the stretch in the first half. Badger ball, Gilmore at the free throw line. Left elbow now, Klesmet. Back to Gilmore, left wing. Gilmore tries a three. Off the left side of the rim. Rebound UCF. Jordan Ivy Curry has it. Walking left of the circle. Now Darius Johnson, top of the key. Chiam, the 7-2 freshman, throws it up right lane line. And it was short. And then a foul called on Chiam of UCF. Number two on the 7-2 freshman from Senegal.
It's going to send Carter Gilmore to the free throw line. And Carter, when you're going against a guy that's 7'2", even though he's young, Giam, one of the things that Carter did such a good job of was he met him early enough on the post. Giam tried to bury him. He met him early enough. That way, when he went to the jump hook, it was short. And then because he missed it, he goes over the back. Now Carter's at the free throw line.
Savvy move by the senior, Carter Gilmore, out of Arrowhead High School in Heartland. First free throw bounces in for Gilmore, wearing the customary white headband. Gilmore now 2-for-4 from the stripe this season. He's got one more up on the way and good for Gilmore, who has 2 points now. UCF ball, 1:12 to go until halftime. 46-27 Wisconsin. Darius Johnson around the screen, drives right lane line, underneath now, pass outside the arc to Hall. It was high, he corrals. Ivy Curry with it, left of the circle, foot on the three-point line. Now he accelerates to the free throw line and cans the 15-foot jumper. 10 points, Jordan Ivy Curry, final minute now of the first half. Badgers by 17. John Blackwell on the dribble, on the Intersport logo, wide on the left. Now Klesmet, high on the right. Klesmet, right of the circle, open for three, takes it. Air ball, Max Klesmet. Taylor the rebound, and Jordan Ivy Curry has it across half court now, top of the key. Guarded by Blackwell. 25 seconds to go in the first half. Shot clock is still on, a 5-second differential. Ivy Curry alternating the dribble, drives left lane line, throws up a layup, contested and short. Yotsus, the offensive rebound. Shot clock did not reset. J.J. Taylor drives, misses the layup. Offensive rebound put back good for Taylor with 6 seconds to go in the first half. Gilmore into Klesmet with 1 second. Half court heave. Klesmet misses off the back iron. And we go to halftime with Wisconsin on top of UCF, 46-31, but no field goals for Wisconsin in the final 3 minutes of the first half. Yeah. Entertaining for sure.
Absolutely. Overall, when you look at the way this first half went, it's everything you wanted offensively. Wisconsin knew they could get whatever they wanted offensively. The defensive end is what I was impressed with. 31 points only. And the last 3 minutes kind of got away from them.
We'll be back with the halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports from the experts at the State Journal. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search your app store today. Nearing the top of the hour, so it's time for a station ID. It's time for an ID. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Setter, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Halftime of the Greenbrier tip-off. It's 46-31 Wisconsin over UCF. And Brian, you'll take a 15-point lead at halftime, but some things to clean up for Wisconsin in the second half.
Well, really the last 3 minutes, it's just you've given up some offensive rebounds and you've had some careless turnovers. Now, overall,